الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يوم يقوم الناس لرب العالمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the human being with tremendous complexity. If you look at every aspect of the human being, if you were to analyze it macroscopically or you were to analyze it microscopically, you would realize how complex every single aspect of the human being is. And in particular, every single function of the human being. The ability for a human being to be able to walk, it involves a large swath of the brain, the spinal cord, the legs, the musculature, the nerves involved. And this is just at a macroscopic level, and everything has to be working in perfect concert for this to occur smoothly. In order for the human being to be able to speak, there's areas that are dedicated that arise from the brain, and then that information or those chemicals are then triggering signals, and through this complex pathway it eventually it reaches your vocal cords and the muscles of your mouth and your tongue. Then you're able to produce speech. Any function of the human being anatomically is complicated, and if we were to analyze it in any angle that we wish, we'd see the complexity of it. One function that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created for the human being, or given us the ability to perform, is the function of crying. There are areas of the brain, most believe it involves the limbic system. So there's parts of the brain that regulate and control emotion. And that regulation then affects the hypothalamus, the endocrine system. That then sends pathways to the glands that sit kind of on the sides above the eye. When those glands are stimulated, then tears are produced. They're then released through ducts. The eyes well up, and that's how you get tears. Now, tears could be just normal physiologic tears. Those tears keep our eyes moist. But the tears that are triggered by this complex pathway, these are reflexive tears. These are tears that are shed in response to emotion. And this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created for us. Now there's many reasons that a person might shed tears. Typically involves some sorts of extreme emotion. That could be sadness, that could be fear, that could be intense joy or laughter. But if we were to look at the lives of the Sahaba, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, are the shining stars in our sky, then we'd see how they put this function to practice. It comes in narration. And Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, as powerful as he was during the Friday khutbah, he would recite the surah إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ. And he'd stop at the verse عَنِمَتْ نَفْسٌ مَا أَحْضَرَتْ. On that day, every soul will know what actions it had presented. On the day of judgment, every soul will know what actions it had presented. And it comes in narration that when he would come to this verse, he would stop and he wouldn't be able to continue on because he would be excessive in his weeping. This is Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was perhaps the fiercest of the Sahaba, the most physically kept of the Sahaba, the Sahabi who was so strong in his faith that the Prophet ﷺ said about him, لَوْ كَانَ نَبِيًّا بَعْدِي لَكَانَ عُمَرًا, that if there were to be a Prophet after me, it would be Umar radiallahu anhu. A man of this caliber, this iman, this taqwa, this physical strength, this maturity, physical and spiritual maturity, this resilience, emotional resilience, this the highest level and degree of confidence, that when he would think about what actions would be presented on the day of judgment, he would cry so profusely that he wouldn't be able to continue reading. Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was a very close friend of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, known for his modesty. It's said about him that he would go to the graveyard and he would cry profusely. He would use the ability to cry for this purpose. It was asked to him, well, why is it that when we mention or when you hear Jannah and Jahannam, you don't cry, but when you're here in the graveyard, you're weeping profusely? And Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu responded, he said, that I was told, of course, by the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the grave is the first step from amongst the stages of the hereafter. And that if a person's first step, which is the grave, turns out okay, then the rest of the stages are okay. And I fear that my state in the grave is at risk. Uthman radiallahu anhu, honored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be the third leader after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one of the 10 individuals guaranteed Jannah by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, amongst the Ashara Mubashara, he is concerned about his time in the grave. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the first, they say, child that was born in Madinatul Munawwara, brought excitement to the Muslim community during that time. He once recited, he wasn't the first child, but he once recited Waylul lil Mutaffifin. And it comes in narration that he started weeping when he reached the verse Yawma yaqumu an-nasu li rabbil alamin. يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, a day in which the individual, the people, will have to stand before the Lord of the world. And it's said that he wept so much, he cried so much. This was his display. He wept so much that he fell down physically and was unable to recite further. And it's also said about Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu that there was not a single occasion when he would recite the verse وَإِن تُبْدُوا مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوْ تُخْفُوهُ يُحَاسِبُكُمْ بِهِ اللَّهِ فَيَغْفِرُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيُعَذِّبُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ, that there wasn't a single occasion when he would recite this verse and he would not cry. And the verse translates roughly as, whether you make known what's in your heart or if you decide to hide it. وَإِن تُبْدُوا مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوْ تُخْفُوهُ. Whether you make known what's in your heart or whether you try to hide it from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala will bring you to account for it. And then Abdullah bin Umar would say, verily this accountability is a grave matter. So you see this common theme that crying was part and parcel of the greatest Sahaba. It was a part of the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as well. Now when we think about the reasons that the different emotions that trigger tears to flow from our own eyes, and then we compare it to the lives of the Sahaba, we'll note a discrepancy. There's a common theme between Uthman radiallahu anhu and Umar radiallahu anhu and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu. There's a common theme that whenever they would reflect upon or think about anything related to the hereafter, they would cry. Whether it meant the time of death, they would weep. When they would reflect upon their life or their time that they would need to spend in the grave, they would weep. And bear in mind, they're already there. They've passed Sakratul Maut. They're in their graves. When they would think about the Day of Judgment and the possibility of having to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they would weep, despite all of their credentials. When they would think about the possibility of having to answer to Allah ta'ala for their life, they would weep. They would shed tears. When they would think about the possibility of having to cross the Sirat, they would weep. When they would think about the punishments that are contained within the fire of hell, they would weep. They would weep, and they would weep profusely. This was part and parcel of who they were. This was, if you will, a mark of theirs. So then you wonder, when you hear these sorts of stories, what hope is there for us? If Umar radiallahu anhu is crying for his akhirah, if Uthman radiallahu anhu is crying for his akhirah, if these people of extreme piety and taqwa, these people who follow every footstep of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, these people who witnessed and saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam receive wahi, these people who are our guiding lights, these people who Allah ta'ala says that He is pleased with them and He testifies that He's pleased with them in the Quran, these individuals who are guaranteed by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be placed in Jannah, if these people are concerned and so concerned about their hereafter that it's causing them to shed tears, then it raises the question, well then what hope is there for the rest of us? What hope is there for the rest of us? We aren't even able to shed a tear. If we had reached the point where we were able to shed tears for the hereafter, then maybe we would be at least in a similar category. At least we resembled their characteristics, but we don't even resemble or match them in that regard, then it raises the question, well then what about us? But then you hear other narrations. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about the fire of Jahannam that for 1,000 years it was heated until it turned red. And then for 1,000 years it was heated until it turned white, and then for 1,000 years it was heated until it turned black. And it's now pitch black and dark, and its flames cannot be extinguished. Now when he said this, in front of him there was an Abyssinian man. And this man began to cry very loudly. You could say almost hysterically began to cry when he had heard this. So Jibreel radiallahu ta'ala anhu at this time descended down. And Jibreel, he asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is this man that's crying in front of you? So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that this is an Abyssinian man. He's from Abyssinia, and he praised him. So Jibreel told the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, or he said, that I swear by my honor, I swear by my power and my exaltedness over my throne, that whenever the eye of my servant weeps in this world out of fear for me, I shall definitely increase his laughter in Jannah. That whenever the eye of my servant weeps for me in this world out of fear for me, I shall definitely increase his laughter in Jannah. And Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu relates in hadith that the tears that fall from the eyes of a truthful believer out of fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then those tears roll down his face, however little they may be, even the size of the head of a fly, meaning just one teardrop, it shall prevent the fire of hell from touching his face. One tear that's shed out of fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of reflecting and remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one tear that's shed is sufficient to extinguish or prevent the fire of Jahannam from touching our face. The tears we shed in this world, they extinguish the fire of the hereafter. This was a habit of the people of piety that have come before us. This was a habit of all the Sahaba, that they would present themselves before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They would reflect upon their state. They would reflect upon the verses of the Qur'an. They would reflect upon the grave and the life of the grave. And they would reflect upon the resurrection that would occur after. They would reflect upon standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and taking account for every moment of their life. They would reflect upon having to cross the sirat. They would reflect upon the screams of Jahannam and they would cry profusely. Both in out of fear of Allah, but also out of hope for Allah, that perhaps the tears they shed in this world would then be tears of joy when they're in Jannah with Allah. So in these special nights during the month of Ramadan, these last few nights that we have, we too should spend some time reflecting the way the Sahaba did. We should, by ourselves, in solitude, isolation, present ourselves before Allah, reflect upon everything that we've done in the past, the last 10, 15, 20 years that we've lived. We should reflect upon it. And if Allah Ta'ala's tawfiq falls upon us, then we should shed a tear for the sake of Allah. If a tear is shed for the sake of Allah in this world, then the hope is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be pleased with us and will prevent any sort of difficulty or punishment from touching us in the hereafter. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to learn from the example of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us at least once in our life to shed at least one tear for his sake. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from any difficulties that we may incur in the hereafter. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.